Yuvin Yerushalmi, cross going to Erevin Bavli, Daf Pei Zion, begin Yerushalmi on Daf Nun Gimel on the base, and the first Mishnah is Halacha Zion. Amos Amayim, Jihi Oiberis, Bechotza, Eim Amal Mimena, Bechabas, Eim Kain, Osel Rechitza, Gavoya Asar Tochim, Bechnisa Obiyatzir. If a channel of water passes through a chotzer, they may not draw water from it on Shabbos unless they made it in chitzer to mitzvachim tall, but the channel enters and leaves the chotzer. Amav Yehuda Masa Ba'ama Shal Avel Shayim Memalin Memena Abiyuzkeinim B'Shabbos. Yehuda says a case occurred where in which they drew water from a channel in Avel on Shabbos based on the Rabbanon. The wall of the chotzer suffices like Yehuda taught in the previous Mishnah. Racham said, no, they permitted because the channel was less than the shear to be a kamalis. The Gemara says, Masnisa ba'amuka asara v'rachav ha'ba'a u'putza mikan ha'mikan. The Gemara says, our Mishnah discussed the channel 10 deep and 4 wide, and it leaves a chotzer here and here on both sides. Nifritza miruch achas, noisen lechi v'kori mikan, v'nifritza mikan, v'mikan, noisen lechi v'kori mikan, v'oisisus pesach mikan. The channel leaves the chotzer on one side, he puts a lechi or koyo here at the exit to permit carrying in the chotzer, this would be breached to a kamalis. The Yerushalmi holds that the wall of the channel doesn't permit because we're concerned lest debris be deposited and it will cease to be tefachim deep. If it leaves here and here, he puts a lechi or koyo here at one exit and sursa pesach at the other exit like a mavoi mefulish, an open-ended mavoi. The Gemara asks that the channel splits the chotzer into two. Doesn't it turn out that two rishus use one rishus? Yosef ben Bun, b'shem of Shmuel, bar Yitzhak, tipata, shahay batim, misad echad. Yosef ben Bun, quoting Shmuel bar Yitzhak, answered that the case is that there were houses only on one side. Shita had a milsa, a muka asara, ve'ina rachva, arbo, muta, l'tata, l'muta, l'manois. The following is obvious, that if it was 10 deep and not 4 wide, one may carry and draw water from the channel because it's makam pato. If it was 4 wide and not 10 deep, obviously one may carry in it. Since it's in Rishus HaYochid, it's not a kamis by itself. May one draw water from it? Yechinna Amar Muta, Yechinna says it's permitted. Rubmana Amar Asa, Rubmana says it's forbidden. That's Nisi Pliga al Rabbi Yechinna, should say, Amuloi, Yuklei, Shilei Haya Bashir, Lei Haisa, Lei Muka Asa, Lei Rachma Abba. Master, the Baisa argues with Rechinna. Chachamim told Rav Yehuda they permitted because the channel was less than the shear. It wasn't 10 deep and not 4 wide. But if it were 10 deep and not 4 wide, it would be forbidden. Even if it was 4 wide and not 10 deep, it would be permitted. The case happened to be that it was not 10 deep and not 4 wide. Halacha Ches. The third source she in the Malam min Hayam in Malam min Menah B'Shabbos Elim Kein Osur Lachitza Gevoya Yotrochim Bem in Malam Bem in Matam. The balcony is above water. When we draw water on Shabbos, only if he makes a hole in the balcony and a machitza at 10 trochim tall above or below. Then Shtei Chad Sotzeris Zul Malam Mizu Osur Le'Elyona Ve Osur Tachbena Shteim Asuris Ad She'Aviru. Similarly, if two balconies are one above the other and a machitza was made only the top one, both are forbidden unless they're ma'ariv together. The Gemara says, and it should say now, v'lo nimsu shtei rishuyos shnishtamshuyos rishus achas. The Gemara asks, well, if two balconies are adjacent, the ratio permits both to use the water below. Doesn't it turn out that two rishuyos use one rishus? V'zeira, Rav Yehuda, b'shem Rav, v'hu shtei mechitza m'shaka'as v'mayim, k'mloi v'adali. V'zeira, quoting Rav Yehuda, quoting Rav, answers that the wall must be submerged in the water the full height of the bucket. Say now, Amar Rav Huna, Rav Shetei Mechitza B'Sich Shlesha Tvachim Litzay Sora. Rav Huna said that the wall must be within 3 Tvachim of the balcony. Tani Rav Yechananya, Belakavya Oime Kutzay Sora, Shehi Lamala Min Hayam, Peiches Asa Maziva, Mishal Shem Mala. Vaisa says, Rav Yechananya Ben Akavya, that a balcony above water, he makes an opening in the balcony, lower the bucket and draws. Yaka Ba'acha B'Shem Rav Yasa, Vehu sheyesh benekev arba tvachim, vehu shehei mechitzas gevoy sasar. Yaakov Acha, quoting Rav Yosef, said that the hole must be 4 by 4 tvachim, and the walls around the balcony must be 10 tvachim tall. Taman Amar afila im mechitzas gevoy sasar, she say vehu sheyesh boi roichav dalad, nasis kemishamiris had. Then in Bava, they say that even if the walls are not 10 tall, if the balcony is 4 amas wide, we view the sides around the hole to bend down 10 tzrachim, and it's made like a pointy strainer. Vidi, in front of Rav Chiya, said that one may draw, but one may not spill through the hole. Amalei, kad nimna chachomim, nimna lach imahoin. Rav Chiya said, when we appoint chachomim, we will count you with them, because he said a great chiddush. Amar Vimana, which is in Megachich, haya ime. Vimana said he was jesting with him, we don't distinguish spilling from drawing. Amar Yosef Rabun, mile, I should say, amalei, muta, lemalois, shemalem, chitzasei, v'osilishbech, shishivich, chutzim, chitzasei. Yosef Rabun said that Rav Chiya said that Rav Mana said a proper teaching. One may draw because he draws from water within his machitza. One may not spill because he spills and the water goes outside his machitza. Amar Rav Chiya ba'aba loy amar Rechananya b'akavya ala b'yam tiveria she'ahoim makifin oisa. Rav Chiya ba'aba said that Rechananya b'akavya said that one makes an opening in the balcony, lowers and draws is only for the lake of Tiveria, the Kinneret, because mountains surround it and they're like walls.